Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from multi-instrumentalist Ron Stewart's recording, Time Stands Still, and we heard one of his tunes, Stewart's Dream. This week and next, we continue our occasional feature focusing on one style of music. This week, we begin Bluegrass 101, The Pioneers. Bluegrass for me begins on September 16, 1946 in Chicago, when Earl Scruggs joined Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. Bill had been playing a successful style of music which molded old-time blues and swing since splitting with his brother Charlie. Most of the band's style was solidified, but the banjo was always in a state of flux. He employed players with a variety of styles and even played without a banjo in the early 1940s. Lester Flatt suggested Earl Scruggs after Don Reno was not available due to military service. Just imagine we could be calling bluegrass banjo Reno-style banjo instead of Scruggs-style. Bluegrass music was always intended to be performance music, and audiences went wild when they heard Earl's revolutionary style. We'll open this week's program with Heavy Traffic Ahead, the first tune recorded after Earl Scruggs joined Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. Bluegrass 101 this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Saturday night when our work is done, we load our music up on the run. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic ahead. We pull out of Nashville right on time. The Bluegrass Special heads down the line. heavy traffic overhead. Heavy traffic overhead. We got to ramble, ramble. Let's have it traffic overhead. We traveled around from state to state. The bluegrass boys are never late. Heavy traffic overhead. Heavy traffic overhead. Got to ramble, ramble, let's have a traffic go ahead.
Friends and neighbors, to carry right along with the program, let's make welcome some fine entertainers here who always do a fine job. Bill Monroe and all of the Bluegrass Boys and Blue Mill, Kentucky.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on. it's gone and too darn true. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
We're listening to Bluegrass 101 this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we just heard Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, recorded sometime in the mid-1960s at the Ryman Auditorium for the Grand Ole Opry. And Blue Moon of Kentucky, a tune that he wrote and Elvis appropriated and made quite a big hit on it. And after he did that, Bill kicked it into high gear and started playing it slow in the beginning and then fast at the end. Before that, we heard from Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, and my very favorite of their tunes, Footprints in the Snow, from a collection on County Records called Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys in the Pines. And we let off that set with the first recording made with Earl Scruggs when he joined Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Heavy Traffic Ahead, recorded on September 16th, 1946 in Chicago. Lester Flatt was on the guitar, Earl was on banjo, Chubby Wise on the fiddle, and Howard Watts on the bass. We are examining this week the pioneers of bluegrass. Next week, we're going to listen to some of the innovators. But you might think that Earl Scruggs' style of banjo was very unusual. But in North Carolina, a lot of folks played like that, including his older brother, Junie. Here's Junie Scruggs, recorded back in 1954 by Mike Seeger and Sally Gooden and Sally Ann on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
the world round. I'll keep on loving you as long as the sun goes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world goes round and around, I'll keep on loving. I tried to sail the sea of life, I rode my boat alone. Your love meant nothing to me, dear, my heart was made of stone. To a harbor filled with loneliness, my little boat was moored. And in the day I first met you, I fell right overboard. Till the end of the world went round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun goes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world goes round and around, I'll keep on loving. Whenever you're around me, dear, my heart just won't be still. And when it comes kissing you, I'll never get my fill. They said I'd never settle down, that I would always roam, that I could never be the type for loving, wiping home. Till the end of the world rolls round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun goes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world rolls round and around, I'll keep on loving. I felt was only selfish pride. I thought my heart was fireproof, but you burned your way inside. So tell me what I've got to do, and tell me how it stands. The cards are on the table, dear, my life is in your hand. Till the end of the world goes round, I'll keep on loving you. As long as the sun goes up and comes down, till the big blue sky comes down to the ground. As long as the world goes round and around, I'll keep on loving.
Summertime is gone and snow begins to fall. You can sing this song and say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain so high. You are my flower. Tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain. so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
Over yonder stands little Maggie, with a dram glass in her hand. She's drinking away her trouble and a-courting some other man. Oh, how can I ever stand it to see them two blue eyes shining in the moonlight like two diamonds in the sky. Flowers were made for blooming, pretty stars were made to shine, pretty women were made for loving, little Maggie was made for mine. Last time I saw my little Maggie, she was sitting on the banks of the sea, with a 44 around her, and a banjo on her knee. I'm a-going down to the station with my suitcase in my hand. I'm a-going to leave this country. I'm a-going to some far distant land. Go away, go away, little Maggie. Go and do the best you can. I'll get me another woman. You can get you another. May
stranger. My face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1717. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Ron Stewart's recording, Time Stands Still, and we just heard Whistlin' Rufus. First time I saw Ron, he was playing with J.D. Crow and the New South. Time Stands Still is on Rounder Records. And before that, on this first installment of Bluegrass 101, The Pioneers, we listened to two pioneering groups for sure. The Stanley Brothers from back in 1950, November of 1950, we heard I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, and you thought the Soggy Bottom Boys were the ones that made that one up. That's from a great collection called The Stanley Brothers 1949 to 52 on Bear Family Records. And before that, from the very first recordings made by the Stanley Brothers back in late 1947 or early 1948, we heard Little Maggie with Carter on the guitar, Ralph on the banjo, Pee-wee Lambert on the mandolin, and Leslie Keith on the fiddle from the Richer Tone sessions on Revenant Records of the Stanley Brothers. And before that, we heard from Flat and Scruggs, recorded live at Vanderbilt University in May of 1963, when bluegrass sort of took a downturn during the rock and roll era. Louise Scruggs, who was the manager of the band, decided that they should put their focus on playing in colleges, and they did really well. You Are My Flower is on Columbia Records. And before that, we heard from Flat and Scruggs, a classic, Till the End of the World Rolls Round, and that's on 'Tis Sweet to Be Remembered, the essential Flat and Scruggs on Columbia Records. And before that, we heard Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Pike County Breakdown, back from when they first left Bill Monroe's band, they signed to Mercury Records. And before that, we heard from Junie Scruggs, demonstrating the family banjo style. We heard Sally Gooden and Sally Ann from American Banjo Three-Finger and Scruggs Style, a recording made on location in 1956 by Mike Seeger. It's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Close sibling harmony has always been really important to bluegrass music, probably from back even before Bill and Charlie Monroe started singing together. Here are the Blue Sky Boys with a tune I dedicate to my wife, a tune called Sunny Side of Life, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Side where no wheel be tied on the road that we must go. Thou pleasant vale, verdant hill and dale, where sweet flowers ever grow. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, sunny, verdant, glowing dale, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevail, where the sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill of the happy, sunny side of life. There are shady dales where no gladness dwell and the clouds obstruct the view, but a brighter way like the light of day is awaiting now for you. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, sunny, verdant, glowing dale, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevail, where the sunshine ever lingers on the grand majestic hill. All the happy, sunny side of life. Let us sing a song as we go along. Let us banish care and strive, that the world may know as we own.
Kissed you and told you goodbye. Your lips told me that you would wait, but your lips deceived me and told me a lie, while your heart was sealing my fate. Are you all alone with the memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing? Skylander then came, and just like a bolt from the blue, my castles came tumbling as I read it o'er. I still can't believe that it's true. Are you all alone with the memory? Now that I am gone, darling, are you missing me? Said that in spite of the vows you had made, the glitter of gold turned your head. And while I was trying employment to find, you married another instead. Are you all alone with the memory?
us leave you, we depart at the end of the lane. For you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the springtime comes on the mountain and the wildflowers scattered over the plains, I shall watch for the leaves to return to the trees, and I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
Getting ready to go. stopped to watch a truck that was parking next door at the home of his tiny playmate. Then he saw his daddy watching too, as the man swiftly walked to the cottage door. He knew they were strangers that came from the town, men he had never seen before. You don't understand how hearts so young could conceive a plan. I'm only 7 now, but it's just like you said, Daddy, someday I'll be a man.
Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard and Tiny Broken Heart, a tune written by Bill Monroe. It's almost impossible to overestimate the importance of Hazel and Alice. That's from their recording Pioneering Women of Bluegrass on Smithsonian Folkways Records, and that was David Grisman taking that Jesse McReynolds-style mandolin break. And before that, we heard from the Goins brothers, who have been road warriors in the bluegrass community for many years. From their recording Run, Satan, Run, we heard I'm Getting Ready to Go. That's on Hay Holler Records. And before that, from West Virginia, the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover, the album Bluegrass at the Roots, 1961. And we heard Stephen Foster's classic tune, Little Annie. That was recorded by Mike Seeger, and that's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, Jim and Jesse McReynolds, from their recording made back in, 1952, June 13th, 1952, in Nashville, we heard Are You Missing Me, a Leuven Brothers tune. And that's from the collection Jim and Jesse 1952 to 1955 on Bear Family Records. And we let off that set with the Blue Sky Boys, Earl and Bill Bolick, recorded in 1936, and Sunny Side of Life. We're going to finish up with one last set, leading off with the man who pretty much defined bluegrass fiddling, Kenny Baker and Brandywine on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
We got another fine number that Don wants to do. It's called the Dixie Breakdown. We're going to have a little Fade to Black for effect, Don. This is network production.
All right.
This isn't Roanoke. So let's all go to black now. And when we come back, hocus pocus, dominocus, we'll find out who's going to sit in our audience this week. Here we go. So much. A real fine job by Don Reno, Red Smiley, and all the cut-ups.
That was Chubby Wise. He joined the Bluegrass Boys right after Lester and Earl, and Stone's Rag from his recording An American Original, the 94 Sessions, on Pinecastle Records. And before that, Don Reno and Red Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups recorded live on television back in 1960 in Washington, D.C. And we heard Don's classic tune, Dixie Breakdown. That's on Copper Creek Records. And we let off this last set with Kenny Baker from his collection on County called Master Fiddler. And we heard a tune called Brandywine. Some of it he learned from his father and other parts of it he put together himself. Kenny Baker, the Master Fiddler. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I hope you've enjoyed part one of our Bluegrass 101 feature. Next week, we're going to listen to some innovators. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller, and if you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1717.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song, I'd sing it in the